Rock and roll football on Absolute Radio.
Hello, and thank you for downloading the Rock and Roll Football podcast. I'm Matt Ford, and it is my great privilege to introduce today's co-host, Paul McCaffrey.
Hello, pleasure to be here.
Paul, this is the most I've laughed in a long time.
It's been good fun.
It's been a real... There's a few issues out of left field in this show.
Yeah.
There's a lot of football, but there's also...
a lot of stuff that none of us saw coming.
Yeah. Now, if you'd have seen the title of the show, The Flaming Penguin, we're not going to give away what that relates to, but listening where you are now, I want you to guess, and I bet you can't guess what it's about. But enjoy.
Brace yourselves, it's time for the Rock and Roll Football Podcast.
Day of education indeed, and the teacher's here, it's Sir Paul McCaffrey. You must get that a lot.
I'd like his money.
Or his talent. But here to preview a day of football is Paul McCaffrey.
Okay, as we reach the business end of the season, the Molyneux hosts the pork scratchings, jelly deals derby as the Black Country takes on the East End. It's Wolves v West Ham. The Hammers have lost in their last two visits, but the most shocking stat about this fixture is that David Moyes is only 10 years older than me.
What?
Doesn't seem possible, does it? Vincent Kompany's Burnley travel to Goodison to take on Everton, who need to win, otherwise surely the only Kompany Burnley will be keeping next season will be the Kompany of the other teams in the championships.
Yeah.
I'm not suggesting he'll leave, it's merely a play on words. Brentford travel to Villa Park. John McGinn is back from suspension and Villa fans hoping that Ollie Watkins will be fit to play after suffering a hamstring injury at Wolves. A win today would see them surpass last season's final points tally of 61. Brentford have never beaten Villa at Villa Park and keeper Emilio Martinez is back in the squad after a stomach bug. He couldn't stop the trot, but boy, can he stop the shot.
Oh, no! The thought was there.
Oh, man.
It's a great joke.
Bournemouth travelled to Luton. The reverse fixture was an absolute humdinger, with Bournemouth coming back to win 4-3 after trailing by 3, and Luton haven't won in their last 10 Premier League games. A lot has been said of how difficult teams might find it going to Kenilworth Road this season, the quirky little ground where the away entrance is through someone's garden. But Luton v Bournemouth have a combined capacity of just over 22,000, so both used to performing in more intimate settings.
Is that meant to sound rude?
No. It does, doesn't it?
It does a bit, yeah.
Newcastle make a long trip down to Fulham today. Fulham have only won last 10. I've only won It's just gone. I'm still reeling from messing up that trots joke.
It was a great joke.
It was such a shame.
Stopping the trots and stopping the shots.
Fulham have only won one of their last 10 meetings with Newcastle and have failed to score in 7 of those. But Newcastle have won 9 of their last... Oh, my God. I've absolutely bottled it.
What happened? His head's gone.
I've just got a rush of blood to the head. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Just couldn't keep it up.
It also sounds like
I'm not used to playing in more intimate settings.
Kicking you into shape. It's the Rock and Roll Football Podcast.
During the, I think, 2006 World Cup, I tried to get a chant started in our local pub to that tune.
Did you?
Shots in the box, David James, you give us a bad name. Oh, is that embarrassing? No one joined in.
Nothing quite like the loneliness of trying to get a football chant going and no one else joining in, is it?
It's bad enough when it's an existing chant and people don't join in, but when you're trying new material...
Yeah.
After a couple of pints, you think, I reckon this is going to really catch on. It didn't. Got a new pair of trainers that you commented on in the...
Very nice. Very 80s sort of Bronx hip-hop.
I'm glad you said that, because when I took them out, I ordered them online, which is a risk.
Always
I tried
a
them
gamble.
On. Yeah. And, because they've got quite big soles.
Yes.
I thought they looked like Spice Girls trainers.
Oh, yeah,
do you know
the
what
Buffaloes.
I mean? Yeah, I thought, oh, dear, are people going to think I'm...
They're due a comeback, actually. They were massive. Do you remember those Buffalo boots?
I thought you meant the Spice Girls.
No, well, they are. Were they not sort of rumoured to be doing Glastonbury?
I once saw Mel B in the street a few years ago when they were rumoured, and I said, oh, are you playing Glastonbury? She went, if we are, no one's told me. No one's been in touch. I was like, oh, OK.
Oh, really?
She had a really angry chihuahua with her as well. Because I'm not getting involved in this.
Not a euphemism.
Three-way argument. No, I'm just leaving this well alone. Just went to Pret and got a sandwich.
Yeah, fair enough.
But you want? What were the buffaloes then? They were the trainers.
Yeah, they were. You know the new feeler ones that have come out with the massive chunky sole.
No, so I'm actually. So I'm being trendy then.
Oh, you're massively on trend.
Wow,
yeah.
These are Puma. That's cool.
They've
right?
got quite a chunky sole, haven't they?
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. It's always a risk buying anything online. It's like when you buy sort of a hoodie, but they only show the front, and then you realise it's got a massive. Back print on the back. Like, I'm with stupid.
Boyzone tour 1995.
Yeah, yeah. But no,
they should come back. Boyzone.
I don't know. Actually.
What pop groups in the 90s would you like to see come back? Then Spice Girls, yes or no?
Yes.
Boyzone.
No.
A1.
Don't really remember enough about them to sort of comment either way.
Let Loose.
No, never heard of them.
Oh, come on. Crazy for you.
No.
And there's
still.
Nothing that
oh,
I
yes,
want.
Oh, yes, I do remember that.
Oh,
yeah.
He wants to come back from
them. No, I
don't
want to come back from them, but I do
okay.
remember them.
But just the Spice Girls then?
Remember them, yes. Come back, no.
I take fexofenadine now, which is
oh,
a very strong antihistamine. I've got to tell you, it's changed my life.
Under the counter job. Black market antihistamines.
Yeah, I get a prescription. That's not the same, is it? No.
No.
Just the market.
Heavy duty stuff. Not for the faint of heart.
No.
Rabbits used to bring it out in me.
Did they?
Yeah, we had a rabbit and it used to really make my eyes itch.
What, because it would bore you?
Just, why would
it just didn't have much chat. Oh, no, come on, mate. Try and have a chat here for half an hour, you're not said
I
a
think
word.
With pets, it's the kind of saliva when they clean themselves, isn't it? There's something in that that makes you...
it was like spitting at you.
It wasn't spitting.
Gobbed
it was
in your eye.
Keeping itself clean.
Okay, but then what? How was that saliva getting to you is the question.
Well, I'd stroke it and then maybe rub my face. You know,
so you were then trying to use its saliva to clean you as well? You were mimicking the rabbit.
I've got to be honest, I haven't thought this through. It was a long time ago. It was the 80s.
Man, and rabbit spit back then.
Oh, it was lethal.
The chemicals in
it
rabbit
really
spit
was.
In the
80s. It's not like a rabbit spit you get today.
Oh,
it's like iron brew. It's the original recipe.
Can rabbit spit?
Before the nanny steak kicked in.
Has anyone ever seen... Because camels spit.
Yeah,
they've got
gotcha.
A similar shaped mouth.
Yeah, and hyenas.
Do they?
Yeah. Hyenas, they? Notorious gobbers.
They just spit and laugh.
Yeah.
That's like you. That's what your friends are. Like, prowling cities at night looking for spare
That's where
meat.
I got my nickname, the hyena.
Have you ever been spat at by an animal? Or seen an animal spit?
Yeah, good question.
I saw a camel spit in Dubai.
Did you?
Yeah, where'd you see a camel spit?
I've never seen a camel spit.
All right. You just knew it. It was out there
no,
on the grapevine.
Yeah, it's a fact, isn't it? Cobras, camels and hyenas.
Yeah. Can dogs spit?
Well, I can imagine if they put their mind to it. Yeah. If they put their mind to it, they can achieve anything.
Well,
get it on the vision board.
On the way in to town, I'll listen to dance music playlists.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it makes me feel perky.
From what sort of era?
I'll just go on Apple Music and just type in modern ones, but they've all got that sort of vibe.
Robin S, Show Me Love, that kind of vibe.
Oh, that's real retro dance. Yeah, maybe I might go that 93. I think that wasn't it around
was
that
it?
Era. Yeah,
was it that early?
I think I've got it on Best of 93.
Wow.
But anyway, I'll listen to that, and then you know sometimes they have the ones where the.
What she's been up to? I haven't seen her, heard anything of her for. Since then?
I guess we could Google it rather than chat about it live on the radio.
Okay, fine.
You Google it.
All right, will do. I'll get back to you. I'll let you know.
Cheers,
where is she now?
You do occasionally get those dance songs. You know the ones that have the really silly high-pitched voice that... When I was young, you're too and
never
so
hardcore.
Wonderful. Yeah, yeah, Scooter. Do you know what? I actually once put that on in a pub on repeat on the jukebox. It must have cost me about a tenner. And it emptied the whole place out. Just on repeat, the Logical song by Scooter.
What? Oh, my God.
You seem horrified. Is that? Was I a bad person for doing that?
Awful. Irreprehensible.
The bar staff were going mad trying to, like, get into the jukebox to stop it going off. And the song would stop. There'd be a pause. And people would be going, that song comes up. When I was young. And people would go, what is going on in here? It was so funny.
Oh, my God.
I don't know what possessed me to do it. I think the barman had been a bit off with me or something.
Really?
I thought, I'll show you, mate. £10 coins marched straight over to the jukebox and exacted my revenge, my musical revenge.
Excellent.
Yeah. So that it takes me back to those days, those happy days.
Lovely. Yeah, spring of your step, not a care in the world.
And but terrible music on the jukebox.
Absolutely awful.
It all ended at Selhurst Park, Crystal Palace 2, Manchester City 4, which means that Manchester City goes second, joint on points with Liverpool, behind them on goal difference, but with Arsenal the game in hand, of course. So exciting, isn't it? Paul, talk to me about the title race. we know you're a Southampton fan. You want them to get promoted dearly to the Premier League. Who do you want to win the Premier League?
Good question.
Thank you.
It would be nice to see Arsenal do it.
Why is that?
I would say that City are probably still favourites, aren't they? I don't know. I just prefer Arsenal. It just feels like it would be not the norm of recent times.
Yes, well, City have won it a lot, haven't they?
Yes.
So it's nice if it's competitive. But you're not saying Liverpool, Paul?
No.
Why?
Just think it'd be funny for Klopp to leave and then not win the title.
It would, wouldn't it?
Yeah, hilarious.
Your wife's from Liverpool. Should we read anything into that?
No, nothing. Nothing about sort of that.
But she's a Liverpool fan.
She's a Liverpool fan.
She'd not be upset with your opinion.
She might be.
But that's not going
to... Unlikely she's listening to me. Right. She's had enough of me. I've got carte blanche to say what I want, I think.
I've always had a soft spot for City, but I've had a soft spot for Arsenal as well since the Wenger years.
Yeah.
It would be nice to see them do it. And I like Declan Rice.
Yes.
And Saka.
Yeah.
Odegaard.
Who would you like to win it?
I think Arsenal or City.
Yeah.
I also think it would be funny for Klopp to leave not having won it again.
to leave empty-handed.
Also, he's a bit rude to people, and I think that annoys me a bit.
Is that a fact?
Well, you see it, don't
you? Has he been rude to you? Is this what we're finding out here?
No, he's always been lovely to me. I've never met him, but...
No. Would you like to meet him?
I'm not bothered.
No.
I'd rather meet... Who would I rather meet than Jurgen Klopp?
Henry Winkler?
I would rather meet Henry Winkler. I would rather meet Henry Winkler than Klopp.
So that's
Who would you rather meet?
To start the next time you watch Liverpool play. I'd rather meet Henry Winkler than Klopp. Do you reckon you'd be able to get that one started up in the booth?
No, absolutely not. Who would you rather meet than Klopp, Liam?
Anyone, really.
Anyone?
I don't like Jurgen Klopp. I'd rather meet like my dad for a drink than...
But you've already met your dad.
Yeah, I know. Well, any literally, choose someone out there and I'd rather go meet them because... I'm not a fan.
I can't really see that with the people.
The real thing about Jurgen Klopp.
The angry bloke. That angry bloke with a knife.
It'd be close.
Raoul Moat.
You're listening to the Rock and Roll Football Podcast.
We're talking about animals that spit. And whether you've ever seen... Because it's a football show.
It's a sentence you don't hear every day.
No, but you should hear it more often.
Do you think so? Raising awareness.
As a country,
gobbing
animals. I think it will define the next election, which party's toughest on animals that spit. Someone says, hi, it's Leroy's cousin here. Leroy's cousin is a regular texter whose precise identity has been the topic of much speculation.
Like Banksy.
Exactly, but bigger. And he says, I've never seen an animal spit, but Leroy was once falsely accused of spitting at a meerkat. He got a lifetime ban at Colchester Zoo and he'd literally bought an annual gold card the week before.
Oh, no.
The poor guy. He doesn't say whether Leroy was innocent. Oh, no, he does. He says falsely accused. So Leroy did not spit at a meerkat. Be a horrible thing to do.
You need a good aim. They're quite sort of, I don't know, nimble on their feet and they're tall and thin, aren't they?
You'd have to get them from behind at close range.
You would. I mean, you know the phrase, you couldn't hit a cow's with a banjo. Couldn't hit a meerkat's head with a greener.
hope you're having a lovely afternoon in the spring sunshine. Lots of football matches today. I'm not going to watch football later. I'm going to watch something else.
What are you going to watch?
Barbie.
Saw it last night.
Is it good?
It was. Like, I was lost at parts, I've got to be honest with you. I wasn't entirely sure what the hell was going on.
Because you're a boy.
Yeah, maybe. But
it can't be that complicated if kids get it. Maybe this is on you.
It's not a kids film, is it? It's like a 12A.
Well, I know, but that's not... Come on, man. That means...
Children should not be watching it.
Why?
Well, it sort of tackles adult themes. Not in a, you know, mucky way, but like...
See, the mucky version of Barbie. What? Okay, well, that's interesting.
But, yeah, it's not a kids film.
But if you're 12, if 12 up, can watch it. 13-year-olds?
You could do. You probably wouldn't want to, though.
I get what you mean. It's not a primary school kids film.
No.
I've not seen it.
Okay. And you're looking
I'm
forward
excited.
To it?
Yeah. Okay. I am. Oh. I missed it at the cinema. I haven't seen Oppenheimer either.
No, me either. That's coming to Sky Cinema soon, isn't it? So I'll be watching that.
But you watched Barbie, basically...
Saw Ghostbusters, Frozen Empire
last
week.
Let's just stay on Barbie before we get into other kids' films.
What are you looking for here? A review?
Out of 5 stars.
A weak 3.
Sounded like a spitting horse then, which is very on top. Okay, a weak 3.
Yeah.
Ghostbusters.
I'd give that a 4 just because of how it looked. You know, it's just... I love Ghostbusters. I wasn't never really a big Barbie man. I like the song by Aqua, but...
Is that in it?
It is, actually.
Brilliant.
They've kind of done an updated version of it in the end credits.
The Rock and Roll Football Podcast with Matt Ford and Matt Dyson.
The Manchester United-Chelsea game of the week, which was another Premier League classic. I don't know if you saw any of it.
No, 7 goals, was it?
Oh, 2 of them in the 100th something minute.
Unbelievable.
Crazy. Crazy stuff happening down there at Stamford Bridge. Cole Parker getting a hat-trick.
Yeah.
And, as is customary, he keeps the match ball and his colleagues,
as is his right,
fellow teammates, signed the ball, but one of them wrote on it that he was a 4-letter word player as a joke.
Okay.
So a bit of graffiti on the ball there. So text on 81215 if you've ever done graffiti. Have you ever done graffiti,
Paul? Yeah,
I'm not surprised
at
all.
No, I spent a little bit of time as a... I think I can talk about it now. Enough time has passed. But I was in a Hampshire-based graffiti crew called the Mashup Plenty Policeman Posse.
You've got to be kidding.
No, I haven't.
What do you mean a Hampshire-based...
My tag was 2 Morrow, but 2. The number 2, Morrow.
And how would you spell Morrow?
M-O-R-R-O-W.
So you do the long version of Morrow?
2 Morrow.
Not like M-O-R-O?
Yes, I think it might have been M.O. It was a long time ago, but I did. We did a piece at the top of the multi-storey car park that looked like a penguin coming out of some flames. And my mate of mine at the time, his dad used to work for the council, and he had to clean it up.
Hang on! Why was a penguin coming out of some flames?
No idea,
Is that
mate.
What it was meant to be?
Yeah.
What was the message behind that?
It was like a penguin wearing a pair of trainers not too dissimilar to what you're wearing now. It was like a hip-hop penguin.
Was that because of Wallace and Gromit?
No, this was pre-Wallace and Gromit, mate.
They got the idea from you.
Well, it wouldn't be surprised.
So hang on, when you say a Hampshire-based graffiti outfit, do you mean it was almost like being in a band but for graffiti?
No, part of like a cruise. We went around, you know, tagging in the sort of subways and stuff like
that. Of Hampshire.
Vandalising public property, basically.
And be honest, was any of it any good?
It was short-lived. I mean, I reckon beginning to end, 2 months tops.
And then you just got out.
I got out, man. The heat was on. As soon as word got round that we might have been responsible for the flaming penguin, it was time to hang up my spray can.
So what other stuff are you doing apart from flaming penguins?
Oh, all kinds of stuff like that, really. I mean, none of it good. You know, this predates Banksy, I shouldn't imagine. This would have been the tail end of the 80s.
You're kind of putting yourself in the great tradition. So was some of it satirical? Was some of it social comment?
Again, smash the system. This would have been, I reckon, 1988.
God.
Yeah. Another lifetime.
Did even have spray paint back then? We haven't tried it with a bucket of paint. Got some Dulux gloss.
Was it acoustic graffiti?
And did you see it as vandalism?
No, saw it as art. Okay. Yeah. You know, it was a statement. I was expressing myself.
And would anyone ever say to you, oi?
And you'd go into, there was like a craft shop in town where you would get these paint pens. So okay. There was like pens that were, then that's what you used to use, and they had kind of like a square edge. A lot of sort of New York influences in the work.
Burgers.
Work. Yeah. But it was really bad.
And you're ashamed of those days? What would you say to anyone now in Hampshire thinking of joining a Hampshire-based graffiti outfit?
Put the paint down. There's another one.
Southampton still drawing 0-0. I think a lot of people would like to see Southampton promoted, Paul.
Yeah, I think so. The people's team.
Yeah. Rishi Sunak's team.
Oh, God. Why did you have to bring that up? First is Sambas, now Southampton.
They all support football teams, don't they? Keir Starmer supports Arsenal.
Yeah.
Stephen Flynn, the Westminster leader of the SNP, he supports Dundee United.
Winston Churchill?
Millwall.
Do you reckon? Yeah, definitely.
Oh,
I'm a liar.
Oh, my God. I don't think you could ever have a cabinet minister supporting Millwall.
Why?
It's just too edgy, isn't it?
Be good, though, wouldn't it?
Yeah, big Millwall tat on the forearm. I like
outside
it when they do
doing
that.
The budget in a Stone Island jacket.
Oh, man. Have you ever graffitied? Text us on 81215. Paul had a prolific two-month career down in Hampshire. We're hearing about his life of crime on today's Rock and Roll Football. I did graffiti once on some derelict fence.
Did you?
Tried to do the Alan Partridge signature, but I held the can too far away. I didn't know what I was doing.
Yeah.
You have to get the spray paint really close, don't you, for it
what
to work.
What was the thinking behind that?
My mate was doing it. I was just like, I didn't know what
and
else to do.
And if your mate jumped off a cliff, would you?
No. Okay. No, I wouldn't. I don't like seeing it around. I would say occasionally you see a mural. So that's different. Like in Glasgow, the mural
trail. I love good graffiti.
Yeah, but you wouldn't want it on the side of your house, would you?
Maybe.
What if a New Hampshire-based outfit sprung up? And
I'd love to give a leg up. They'd be coming back to me like an elder statesman of the Hampshire graffiti scene. I'd love to.
Someone says, I once saw in a train toilet someone had sprayed Spag Bol on the wall.
Nice. Like a shopping list and graffiti.
Yes. Villa Brentford game looks like it's been very spicy. Obviously, the reverse fixture at Brentford earlier in the season. In the last few minutes of that,
pandemonium.
Society was fraying at the edges. But it's like all order was lost. People were putting their hands in people's mouths. Shirts were getting ripped off. I think the last 5 to 10 minutes of that game was one of the funniest things I've ever seen.
Yeah.
With Martinez and Morpay knocking each other, and then Martinez trying to rip his shirt off him when he laid there. The hand-in-the-mouth business was odd.
Weird, isn't it? Why would you do that?
Also, you know with footballers, when they all start squaring up to each other, then all of them are squaring up and no one does anything?
Yeah.
I know this is wrong. One of them should just chuck a punch once in a while.
Do you think so?
Yeah, you know, just, you just look stupid for not doing it.
Otherwise, it all gets a bit scrappy, dude.
Or at least
it?
A bit of a slap. Mm. Or a trip-up, something like that. Just a hard shove.
Advocating violence at this stage.
I just think it should be like in ice hockey where a certain level of violence is allowed.
Mm.
Maybe not. I don't know. I just think there should be... Rugby has a level of brutality, doesn't it?
Yeah. But then you've got to sit through the rugby to watch it.
It's so boring, isn't it? Mm. I've tried. God, I've tried.
Yeah.
Can't see the ball half the time.
I haven't got a clue what's going on. I'll just it's like Barbie, as far as I'm concerned.
We're just wriggling around on top of the ball for a bit. Well, that's half time.
What's going on.
But we can drink in the stands. But then you have to.
Yeah.
You have to sit there drinking 8 pints of Guinness to get through the damn thing. I know people listening are like rugby. Honestly, I've tried. I ended up getting into cricket, so maybe one day I'll get into rugby.
Who knows?
Do you like cricket?
Not really, no.
What else do you like apart from football?
Tennis, golf, boxing.
Oh, the old TGB or BGT.
I love BGT.
Do you?
Yeah.
You're a big fan of it.
I preferred it when before the sort of Be Kind movement came along and the early
ruined it.
You know, the early auditions where they were sort of, it was a freak show.
Yeah.
It was a lot more entertaining then, wasn't it? Do you remember Ant and Seb? Oh, that was X Factor, wasn't it? When they did, was it Mysterious Girl? Come on, move me, buddy. Come on, move me, buddy.
You actually look like someone who'd go out in the early rounds of VGT.
What would I do? Magic.
You'd have a little dog circus.
A performing dog that just doesn't do anything when you get out there. I've got this whole intricate track set up. Come on, boy. Oh, bloody hell, he did it last week.
The dog just spits at you.
Paul McCaffrey and his magic spitting dog.
Do you know what?
Gets on BGT and then just doesn't spit.
I think that you'd have to spit for it. Just close your eyes.
I'd love to go on Britain's Got Talent, but not as a, you know, not as a comic, but to do something different.
Well, you're British.
Do you reckon I'd have the Susan Boyle effect? They'd sort of cut to the audience all looking at each other, rolling their eyes, going, oh, God, this guy looks bloody useless. And then I'd wow them. You.
What would you wow them with, the spitting dog?
The spitting dog. Yowzers.
Ooh.
I don't know what I say at the end of that.
No, I think it's just what you just said.
No, I'm pretty sure they do say yowzers.
They say yowzers?
I think so.
Who
yeah.
says yowzers?
Axl Rose.
No, but I mean, no,
God, he looked good.
Where? When?
87, when that album came out.
You don't look good now.
No.
That's like fair enough.
He looks like Bo Selector to me.
We started the show talking about animals, and there is a crossover here. A few people have.
Imagine that.
What do you mean?
The yowzers.
No one says yowzers.
Is it not? Yeah.
Where have you got that from?
I'm sure they
We just
it.
Played it.
I know.
You just heard it. Everyone just heard it. And no one heard it.
Okay.
Get back to us on that.
All right, I will do.
Talking of misbehaving animals, a few people have drawn our attention to this, that the QPR mascot, Jude the Cat, has been let go because he was flirting with women on game day. On match day. A source at QPR said everyone at the club loved Jude. He had the smoothest moves in the league, but unfortunately he was a bit of a smooth talker too. Several people complained he was trying it on with the ladies more than cheering on the lads on the pitch. He would always be dancing with them then trying to get their number.
Oh,
what
man.
Sort of... Who on earth
what
tries
sort of
to do
hero?
That?
I mean...
Imagine, though, mascots are meant to be harmless, aren't they? You don't think of them as...
Officiating the sort of penalty shootout. Oh, yeah, it's a bit of knockabout fun. Water pistols is a... Run away. You're looking great today.
Yeah, you're really my type, actually.
Your sisters? No, that's my mum. Come off it,
love. You're my kind of moggy. I'll meet you down the alley.
Cocking his leg over the advertised... Sorry.
What's up? It's just outrageous. But the thing is, let's say you did say, you know what, I'm going to go on a date with you. Mm. He's not going to come in the cat outfit.
No.
It's the outfit you've fallen in love with.
Because there are people that are into that sort of thing, aren't there?
Oh, furries.
Exactly. Might be sorely disappointed when they turn up at their local wine bar to meet Clive. There is chinos and press shirt.
I once got drunk in a tent with a mate and we listened to... You know, like in the late 90s, where it was all like Ibiza and stuff like that.
Yes.
Listen to like, and I remember I was listening to Dave Pearce dance anthems.
Oh yeah.
I'll never forget how we opened the show. Dave Pearce dance anthems, 3 hours of fat tunage about to be rolled out over your radio. I was like, I think that's the coolest thing I've ever heard. Fat tunage.
Well, was it? Sounds lame now.
Rolled out over your radio. 3 hours of fat tunage. Maybe we should start this show like that.
No.
Rock and roll football, 3 hours of fat football about to be rolled out over your radio. No? Ballage.
No,
fat
like
ballage. You want to go to the doctors if you got fat ballage, by the way. Matt, and you. Rock and roll football.
The Seance of the Living on Rock and Roll Football. Send us your questions and Matt Dyson will summon a spirit through the void to answer them.
So, we are speaking now live to the other side. This is a live sound lingo with the other side. Ford, are you going to use your powers to speak to... who have we got today?
A text here says, I want to know what Jim White
okay.
thinks of people... having early barbecues this year.
Going early.
Here we go. We've not channeled Jim White for a few years. He may not come through.
Mm. Might have changed his number.
Will! I'm a fan of a barbecue. I think barbecues are great. Great for cooking meats, halloumi, and maybe even courgette on a skewer kebab. But people who go early are, of course, a menace, and the worst of those, as we know, Paul, those that ignore the signs in the park saying, do not barbecue here. Many public parks do have allocated barbecue zones, and authorities are begging people to use them. They often leave behind, as you'll know, a scorched rectangle of black earth. That was not a euphemism, Paul. It doesn't even sound dirty. What on earth could a scorched rectangle be? Let's not dwell on that. Breaking news. Paul McCaffrey has a scorched rectangle, but enough about his pale treatment. Barbecues, they can be, can't they, the most British thing to do. Head to a park with a coolie box, as your mother may have called it, with perhaps some cold drinks in there, alcoholic, non-alcoholic, according to local bylaws, but there are those that flout them, and they, we say, are against the British way of life. Cooking meat on a temporary stove, often that is highly hot and scorching to the touch. Scorching to the touch is against local bylaws and may land you with a £1,000 fixed penalty fine and maybe a custodial sentence for repeat offenders. I've got to say, I totally agree with that. Our local park is often laid siege to have to say, I don't want to say it, but I'm going to say it because I have to say it. But young people, young delinquents who leave pizza boxes everywhere and those scotched rectangles that you've heard so much about. And then your local park, instead of blooming with the lovely daisies that you like to make chains from, free jewellery, thanks to Mother Nature, that we've all enjoyed over the years, instead becomes a kind of motley... a motley chess board or patchwork quilt Scotch rectangles.
What?
Absolutely ruined the local park. That ground, I gotta tell you, never recovers. So if you're going to barbecue, do it in accordance to local bylaws. Do it on your own property if you have the space. Never do it inside. You got a hob for that. I've got to tell you, use the hob. Just have a fry up. Cook it. I mean, I have to tell you as well, Paul, some people have these gas-fired barbecues. Mm. You don't get the barbecue flavour. I don't understand. You're just cooking it. The whole point is to cook it over charcoal. Mm. You're looking sceptically. Have I offended
I've
your people?
I've got a gas barbecue.
Oh, you're an idiot. what are you doing with that? And what's the point of it?
Well, you do get the gas. You get the...
You don't get charcoal flavour. You just get flavour of gas. No, you don't. It's no better than all you got is an outside oven. Isn't it? You just got a hob that you're taking outside, a covered hob. That's not a barbecue. You know when you get barbecue flavour sauce from the supermarket? If it tastes like your barbecue, what'd it taste of? Yeah. Nothing. Nothing. That's it. That's the answer. You do not have a barbecue, you have an outdoor stove. That's all I'll say on the map.
Rock and roll football.
Podcast done.
If you guessed that it was the graffiti work of a two-man Hampshire-based graffiti outfit called the Mashup Plenty Policeman Posse, starring Paul McCaffrey, then congratulations, because I'd have never seen that coming. But, Paul, you renounce your graffiti days.
Yeah, I'm a changed man.
You are a changed man. Do you still draw? Do you still maybe...
I might doodle if I'm kind of got a pen and a bit of paper, but it's not often that happens anymore, is it, since the advent of the smartphone? Very, very seldom find yourself armed with pen and paper.
That's
I find. Don't know if that says more about me than modern life, but...
Do you find yourself Googling flaming penguins?
No, never Googled that.
Do you know what? I'm going to Google it now and see what comes up.
Okay.
Let's all Google flaming penguin. Let's get it to trend. You can hear Liam tip-tapping away in the background there. Some good pictures?
Yeah.
Any from car parks in the Winchester area?
Not yet. Chesil Street, specifically.
Okay. Google it. Flaming penguin.
Is that one of yours? That's not mine.
Oh, got it.
You could see the idea.
What you were copying?
No. I mean, this has come out more recently than 1988, for sure.
Okay. Well, that's for us all to have a look at during the week. But don't graffiti anything. I think it's against the law. It is. But thank you for downloading this. Please leave a 5-star written review. Tell your friends. Share it far and wide. And listen to the show next week live on Absolute Radio from our new home at the Lantern. Oh, it's very exciting. We'll see you next week.